and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, there's a reminder that there'll be a chance for anyone in our MFR area to catch up with what's happening on the reform of the Common Agriculture Policy. If you're an estate owner, farmer, tenant or crofter, these new proposals for changing and updating the CAP will apply to you. Richard Lockhead has stated that it's vital that Scottish farmers are kept up to date with the process of negotiations in Brussels and stressed that it's our livelihoods which will be affected. He's outlined what he calls a five-point engagement plan, which his officials will be presenting at meetings tonight at the Thistle Hotel in Inverness and tomorrow night at the Park Hotel in Thurso, both meetings starting at 7:30. Now, last week, in my role of genie of the farming lamp, I was granting farmers and their leaders three wishes for farming 2012. We've still got two people with outstanding wishes out there. One of them is Derek Hanton from the Scottish Agricultural College.
I think it's important for all farmers to have good health looking forward, because it's not a rehearsal. We don't know what's in front of us, but this is the real McCoy. We can't come back and do this again. So I really hope that people take care, look after themselves, and have a good, healthy year in front of them.
Wish two?
Wish two would be we've had good output prices in the last 12 months. I know sheep are very strong, beef are strong, cereal has been strong, but they look good going forward because of demand. I know within the Eurozone we've had difficult times, but the rest of the world and the developing countries, the demand is strong for whisky and for beer and for meat, so that all looks good going forward.
And the third wish?
Well, the third was on the back of that. I really hope that input prices start to slow down and don't increase anymore and hopefully come back a bit. Because obviously having good output prices is one thing, but if your input prices are increasing the same rate, your actual margin is not changing at all. So we really need input prices, fuel, fert, seed. But the protein, I really hope protein, because most farmers, whether you're pig, poultry or ruminant farmers, you actually buy in protein. So if that can come down a fair bit, it'd be good.
And I'm sure most pig and poultry farmers would agree with that wish. But that's it for today. Don't forget those CAP meetings tonight at the Thistle in Inverness and tomorrow the Park Hotel in Thurso. Both start 7:30. I'll be back tomorrow with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.